I remember the Rendsburg fire in December of 45. I was in school. I came home from school. I was in the airport in St. Louis and heard that the downtown district of Tulsa was on fire. I didn't know who or why. When I got in late that night, Dad told me they'd been in the store and smoked.
Rendsburg was right next
right
door.
Right next door. Yeah, it completely burned it, and it smoked up a lot of our... You know, he was about half sick with smoke and eyes all... Puffed.
Amazing they could save your store.
Oh, yeah. Well, the roof fell in, probably what saved the whole block. When the tar roof fell in, it let the heat out top. Of course, we had their wall and our wall, but it scorched the boxes that were backing up against the walls. It was, if I remember, December 19th.
Of 45?
45, yeah. I got in and we went to work that next morning, cleaning up to see what we could salvage and get the store open for Christmas. We opened, I think, 3 days later.
The smoke did not damage all your merchandise?
No, the things that were in boxes, the smoke browned the boxes, but the merchandise that was inside and the things that were in cases, merchandise that was exposed, insurance company picked it up.
How many stores were affected by that? It started in Rendsburg's?
Yeah, it started in Rendsburg's. They were the only store that burned, but there were Globe and Dick Barton's on the other side. We were on this side. There were two shoe stores beside us, Flags and another one, and then Walgreens was on the corner. I'm sure it smoked everyone up somewhat.
So you sold the stores, and then you spent your 2 years with M.M. Cohen. You were what age then?
Late 50s.
Late 50s, a very young man. Did you think you were going to retire?
Yeah. You know, I had a little place up in Vail, Colorado, and loved to ski, and then I had the place up here, and loved to fish. I had some real estate investments in Tulsa. I had the distribution center, and I thought, well, I'll spend part of my time doing that and part of my time up Grand Lake. That's not such a bad life up here.
The distribution center.
Well, we had a warehouse. As we got more stores, which was on 38th Street, 7333 East 38th Street. It's still there, but it was where all the merchandise came and was processed, and we took it into the store. As you get into shopping centers, that space is so valuable that you can't afford to do your marking and your processing. You've got to go to a warehouse, or you got to have some place. Some businesses did it in their downtown stores where they really didn't need it.
So even though you'd left retail, you had this distribution center.
Well, it was leased.
Oh, so
Marsuco,
others.
I had it leased, and then I didn't have it leased, and then you couldn't give it away. Listen, that's a whole other chapter. But I lasted 8 months in retirement, and I was going nuts.
Then?
My fishing friend up here was Don Butler, the old Bass Pro.
Yeah.
Number one member of Bass. Neat guy.
Yeah.
And he said, heck, go get your real estate license. And he said, come work for us. So I've been doing that for 18 years.
Here in the Grand Lake area?
Here in, yeah, Grand Lake area, and I used to work the whole lake. Now I don't work quite the whole lake. I kind of stay to the south end. But it keeps me off the street, and I enjoy it. I spend 2 days in the office. You know, everything's on computer nowadays. All of the multi-list and everything is on the Internet, so I can do it anywhere.